The great feast of Holy Thursday is the day of the Last Supper and of the institution of the Holy Eucharist and the sacrament of holy orders that the Holy Eucharist depends on in order to exist. This is the last night of our Lord's life before he dies, and he wants to give himself entirely to us. He wants to give us all that he has left before he goes to sacrifice his life for us and for our sins. And so he institutes a sacrament whereby he can remain with us on earth until the end of time in his true body and blood, soul and divinity, here in our midst. And not only that, but tonight he offers the first Mass, and he gives his apostles and their successors in the holy priesthood the power to offer his death again for the needs of mankind and for our salvation, every day until the end of the world. There are so many overwhelming mysteries of God's love for us that we think about tonight. This truly is the day of God's love for us, just as much as Good Friday. But unfortunately, so many people don't appreciate what our Lord does for us today and don't appreciate the great gift of himself that he gave us in the Blessed Sacrament. First of all, there are millions of pagans and infidels in the world and heretics and schismatics who don't believe in the Holy Eucharist at all. And some of them have false ideas about it. But how many of them would love our Lord in return if they had the faith and they knew the truth? In every human being that has ever lived, God has placed a heart and soul that is able to love God and love our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And that is our only purpose here on earth, to love God and thereby to save our souls. But how few people actually do that. Even among Catholics, people who know the truth about the Holy Eucharist, how few of them really love our Lord as they should. How many of them think about him there and come to him with joy and receive him as often as they can with worthy dispositions. Unfortunately, the number of such people is very small, even among Catholics. But what is the reason for the great indifference of so many people to our Lord? The reason is that they have never tasted the love of God and its joy in the Holy Eucharist. They don't understand the goodness of our Lord. They pay little attention to how much he loves them in the Blessed Sacrament and remains here on earth for their sake until the end of time. Some people have so little faith in our Lord that it doesn't affect anything about how they live their lives. For them, it's purely an abstract idea with no practical effect. And even among Catholics, there are so many people that live like complete pagans, as if they had never heard of the Holy Eucharist or the Holy Mass at all. But how is it that our Lord is so little loved in the great sacrament of his love? One reason is that we don't talk about him enough, and we only insist that people believe in the Blessed Sacrament and in his real presence there, but we don't talk about what he does there in the Holy Eucharist. We don't think about the sacrifices that he has made to remain with us here on earth in this wonderful sacrament. And least of all do we think about the immense personal love that our Lord has for each one of us in the Holy Eucharist. Another problem is that we don't behave with proper reverence in church in some cases. For many Catholics, based on how they behave in church, nobody would think they even believe that our Lord is present right in front of them at all, just a few feet away. Even among good Catholics, how many of them pay a visit of devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament? How many of them come and visit him when they don't need to be at church, but they come only because they want to see him and tell him that they love him? Unfortunately, very few people understand the importance of this or how pleasing it is to our Lord. But if we do know that our Lord is there in the Blessed Sacrament, and we understand His immense love for us and His great desire that we come and visit Him out of love for Him, and if we still don't do any of those things despite knowing all of that, then this is a terrible insult to our Lord. This is like telling our Lord that He is not good enough for us and not important enough for us to make any sort of sacrifice to come and see Him. This is a great ingratitude on our part if we don't appreciate His holy presence here in the church. We have received so many graces from Him and offered ourselves to Him so many times, and so many times we have not followed through on the promises that we make to love Him and serve Him to the best of our ability. This is nothing but cowardice and sloth on our part. One reason we don't love our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament enough is because we don't think about the great sacrifices that He made in order to remain with us in the Blessed Sacrament. But the sacrifices that He made to institute this sacrament are truly amazing. It cost Him His entire passion and death to give us the Holy Eucharist. And why is this? It is because the Holy Eucharist is the sacrifice of the new law, and there is no sacrifice without a victim, and the victim in a sacrifice is put to death. And so our Lord had to give His life for us in order to become the victim for our sins and to be offered for us every day in the Holy Mass. And He does this through the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Now, certainly His sacrifice in the Mass is an unbloody sacrifice, because He only died once, and His death on the cross made a sufficient reparation for our sins. But He remains here as a victim for us to offer Himself again and again in the Holy Mass in order to apply to us the merits of His death on the cross. And He will offer His death to His Father in the Holy Mass every day until the end of the world for us and for our salvation. That is the immense love that He has for us and His immense concern for our eternal salvation. And we must come to His offering of His death as often as we can and receive Him in Holy Communion. We have to partake of this victim of the sacrifice that we offer to God for our souls and for our salvation. For our Lord to institute the Holy Eucharist, He had to suffer His terrible agony in the garden. He had to suffer the terrible humiliations at the tribunals of Caiaphas and Pontius Pilate. He had to go all the way to Calvary to die in agony for us. But when our Lord instituted this sacrament, He made the sacrifices in His passion something perpetual. But not only that, He also condemned Himself to continue suffering outrages and insults, sometimes even worse than the ones that He suffered in His passion. And He will continue to suffer these terrible offenses in the Blessed Sacrament until the end of the world. Our Lord will continue to suffer the treachery of His friends and disciples who would leave the faith and become heretics and schismatics or become wicked sinners. Our Lord will suffer terrible outrages and indignities from evil Catholics who will even receive Him in mortal sin and desecrate His body and blood. Our Lord will continue to be denied and insulted, even worse than He was in the house of Annas and Caiaphas. He will be treated with contempt by His own chosen followers, even worse than He was treated by Herod. He will see Catholics preferring the pleasures of sin to His holy love, just as His chosen people chose the wicked monster Barabbas instead of Him on Good Friday. And He will see Himself crucified again every time He is received by somebody in mortal sin. But our Lord knew all of these things in advance when he instituted the Holy Eucharist. He knew exactly everything. Who would love him and who would treat him with disrespect or even crucify him again. But none of these terrible sins or outrages could have prevented him from instituting the Blessed Sacrament anyway and giving himself to us and placing himself, in a sense, at our mercy. And in some cases, in the power of sinners who have no mercy and no love for him at all. He wanted his love for us to be more powerful and more generous than the ingratitude and the malice of even the worst sinners. But even beyond the terrible crimes of the wicked who would receive him in mortal sin, our Lord also knew the lukewarmness and negligence of a vastly larger number of his followers. He knew that we would receive him distractedly and without making a sufficient preparation and thanksgiving for communion, and that because of that, we would not receive the graces sometimes that he wanted to give us in his immense generosity. But he still wanted to love us nevertheless, and love us infinitely more than we would ever love him. And in a mysterious manner, he seems content with what little we give him, and seems to desire it more than anything else there is, despite the fact that he is God and he is entirely sufficient unto himself. That is the great mystery of God's love for us. He placed himself in this helpless condition of existing under the appearances of bread and wine. He is in a state of mystical death, in a sense. He has no power to move or speak in any way in the Holy Eucharist, not because he is any less omnipotent in the Holy Eucharist, but because he has placed these restrictions on himself that he endures in the Holy Eucharist by his own will. He appears to be in the state of a dead man, and he is kept in the tabernacle in a way similar to the way that a corpse is kept in a tomb, completely inert to the appearances of the senses. And yet he is there, and he is more alive than we can even imagine. He sees and hears everything in the Holy Eucharist, especially us, even though he submits to everything that happens to him there as if he were dead. Because of his love, he places a veil over his power and his glory, and even his human nature. He has nothing left but his sacred heart to love us and give us his graces. We can just imagine that when the devil sees this tremendous love that our Lord has for us and the negligent response, or worse, that so many Catholics give him, the devil could say to our Lord, "I don't give human beings anything of any value at all. I don't give them anything that is good or beautiful, and I have never suffered anything for them. And yet, I am more loved and better obeyed and served better than you are." And unfortunately, it's our own coldness and neglect towards our Lord that gives some truth to what the devil can say. And then the world does all in its power to prevent us from loving our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament as well. It tries to distract us from coming to visit him. And unfortunately, many people even skip Sunday Mass in order to pursue the things of this world and violate their obligations as Christians. The world enslaves us with constant external occupations and the desire of money and material things and relaxation and idleness and the pleasures of sin in order to keep us away from our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. People believe now that Sunday Mass is something that is basically optional for people who are particularly devout or people who have nothing better to do sometimes. And so this is how the devil wages a constant warfare against our Lord and in the Blessed Sacrament. And he takes away our love from our Lord. The devil knows that our Lord is there in the Blessed Sacrament, constantly and substantially present. He knows that our Lord, by His grace and His divine power, draws people to Himself who come to Him and pray to Him in church, in front of the tabernacle, and who honor Him in the Holy Eucharist. And the devil tries to destroy people's faith in the Holy Eucharist because of this. The devil understands this. In order to destroy this beneficial effect that our Lord has on people's souls when they honor Him. And how many people now who claim to be Catholic even believe in the real presence at all anymore? Most of them have embraced the Novus Ordo Mass, and they have lost their faith in the Holy Eucharist entirely. Because the Novus Ordo shows people that our Lord is just a piece of bread to be handed around by everybody into people's hands and basically treated with contempt. And yet, God is all love. God makes a plea to us from the Holy Eucharist, from the Sacred Host. He says, "Love me as I have loved you." What will we think about the Holy Eucharist when we are on our deathbed, when we will know the value of it, and we will think about how we treated our Lord during our life? Our Lord has given us everything He possibly could and come to us in Holy Communion so many times. Have we made a return to Him for His generosity and His love? He wants us to serve Him in return, and He is still not the most important thing in our lives. Let us practice devotion to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Let us come to Mass as often as we possibly can, and come to visit Him even when we are not required to do so. Let us never miss Mass on Sunday or any holy day of obligation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.